Communications to an AIDS service organization. - Desert AIDS Project - I demand to have my life back. 20,211,124,124,601 JPG due - diligence - grunge - rubber - stamp - EPS - vector CSP 87,140,339 JPG. Graphic meme. WHN, your practice has led you to experiences that you can't understand. You need a better theory. Otherwise, if you try to understand these transcendent experiences with profane or, we might say, materialistic ways of thinking, your cultivation will be set back. - Betty Sue Flowers. Graphic meme. Stamp due diligence. About. Betty Sue Flowers is the former director of the Lyndon Baines Johnson Library and Museum and an emerita professor of English at the University of Texas at Austin. Flowers is a native Texan and graduated from the University of Texas and the University of London. Wikipedia. On Twitter, we'll be placing a reference to this content directed to her. Image PNG. Betty Sue Flowers. At @Flowers200. Joined November 2011. https://twitter.com/flowers200/. I cannot understand how all of these communications remain blocked and inaccessible to bring forward the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. A better theory, internet intervention of JMIR support, spoken voice text narrative, http://webdomainsrealafumannit/jmir/org/jmir/support/. This email has a spoken voice text narrative audio available. Note the path of the URL tree structure. http://webdomainsrealafumannit/jmir/support/daphealth/communications-aids-service-org-desert-aids-project-daphealth-org. Type og audio. Playtime 25 minutes 37 seconds. These are matters that are complex and detailed and need to be treated with diligence. Capture +2021-03-30-13-39-51 PNG. Capture +2021-03-30-13-41-09 PNG. Graphic meme. Knock knock angels. I need a guardian angel. Graphic meme. HIV untreatable. Why does the Ryan White Care Act social service agencies hate on me? Make the world a better place - save my life. I have no HIV doctor provider care since March 2019 because I cannot have an open/honest relationship with. End of header, - begin of text, - the Twitter DM communication in August of 2018 with Sue Lo Digital content manager ended with this cut - out and run block action against me. A new theory is placing JMIR support in view by requesting help. - urgent needed help - to communicate the needs of community needed corrections as applied to. What has happened? Something seriously wrong happening here. Hi, James. Please reach out to our agency if you need help. We cannot provide medical care or services via Twitter DM. Ask to speak to a case manager that can help you with enrollment and can help to provide services for you. Here's the number again in case you need it: 760-323-2118. Thank you and have a good afternoon. - Sue. DAP Health. The 10th of August, 2018, 12:26 p.m. - What I was attempting was not medical care. What I was attempting were patient-centered communications to establish the trustworthiness of client services at Desert AIDS Project in view of a hate conspiracy that I had not yet been exposed to of the terminology known as gang stalking. I would not become exposed to the term and cultural ID until late 2019. It is a terrible notion that my last HIV care doctor in the session was Dr. Eric Timoni Shajegno, a former employee of the Desert AIDS Project. In March of 2019, I tried to bring forward the topic still not disclosed as gang stalking. This resulted in the termination of my doctor-provider care. I swear of all things that are true, the agency is hiding something so ugly. I am blocked at all options to talk about a hate and harassment campaign that targeted me from Denver, Colorado. These matters are documented on my side to the effect that they should carry weight into being processed by and put into a prospective action. What did I say that made Sue Lo react this way? - I want my life back, please. I am now crying. The 10th of August, 2018, 11:21 a.m. Clarifier. Take responsibility for what you have defined and performed against the community wellness. Dash in your mistaken judgment against us or the corruption of misdirected funds in discrimination of a certain class of client being dis dash serviced but funded anyway and those funds misdirected to the leadership's individual's pockets as what is appearing on your Glassdoor review. I did not write that truth. Someone internal of knowledge of your operations did. Glassdoor reviews of identity are possible to obtain with the federal court decision that is found online. That I believe is the final ruling that the judge hid. Because if we realized that source of Glassdoor reviews were not able to be used, Glassdoor would serve no True Grit purpose in the first place. https://chronicle.com/business/article/glassdoor-must-reveal-reviewers-identities-12345619php. As an owner of an integrity network trust binding presence onto the web, I treat Glassdoor reviews like gold. If there were fraudulent reviews, they would be removed. What is standing on Glassdoor against Desert AIDS Project I/was the truth? I really don't want to sue the system. Dash for that will take money away from us for what is really something grand to hold. But I will sue to get this change to stick. Dash that should be obvious by any reasonable jury. And in that process, everyone who is guilty of criminal activity will have to be pursued by the Justice Department obviously. I have already placed the FBI into reference with my correspondences because I know they are also enablers of this conspiracy. I believe that is why you all act as untouchables. The 10th of August, 2018, 11:36 a.m. Admit it, admit defeat and give me my life back. Please. Please write a letter of support for change and send it to me. Please. I trust your conscience is worried and your conscience tells you to do the right thing. Somewhere over the rainbow starts to play. https://youtube.com/watch/v=v1bfr2swp1i. The 10th of August, 2018, 11:40 a.m. Why can't have a life among the free? You all haters hate on me to my death. I will commit suicide if this situation is done again to me. The 10th of August, 2018, 11:42 a.m. I stand protected in my childhood home. But this will not last forever. You all have hurt me to the soul, hurt me to the core with this haters agenda collective elite desire to hide in dark shadows of hate. Why can't I have a life among the free? You all deserve to burn in hell for the calamity you have caused onto our community that I am here defending truth, justice, and the American way. Without this change, this conspiracy continued in treasonous. I leave you to ponder that statement to the letter I expect you to write. Thank you. The 10th of August, 2018, 11:44 a.m. Image PNG. I have a mental health advocate who may write about the truth. The science of swearing dash fuck you all haters. At grew up. Comma the 10th of August, 2018. At FB. For your information, I expect all sorts of resistance in this conspiracy exposed. http://5150.growup.net http://5150realafuman.net http://5150.fuckeduphuman.net An address to any doctor in charge of my mental care wellness to follow the law, and words of God. Thanks. Referenced tweet. Johnny Comes Marching Home is playing on YouTube. https://youtube.com/watch/v=pjw2a3qu8qg. Comma ants in a cartoon version. The 10th of August, 2018, 11:54 a.m. Comma dash. End of past Twitter DM conversation. Dash. That is what blocked me for no good reason. A better theory affirming patient dash centered Kamunkean standards. Asserting in view now. https://www.afborg/apps/2017/0101/29html. Patient dash centered communication. Basic skills. M. Jawad Hashim. MD. United Arab Emirates University College of Medicine and Health Sciences. Al Ain. Abu Dhabi. Am Fam Physician. 2017 the 1st of January. 95. 1. 29-34. Author disclosure, no relevant financial affiliations. Communication skills needed for patient-centered care include eliciting the patient's agenda with open-ended questions, especially early on, not interrupting the patient, and engaging in focused active listening. Understanding the patient's perspective of the illness and expressing empathy are key features of patient-centered communication. Understanding the patient's perspective entails exploring the patient's feelings, ideas, concerns, and experience regarding the impact of the illness, as well as what the patient expects from the physician. Empathy can be expressed by naming the feeling, communicating understanding, respect, and support, and exploring the patient's illness experience and emotions. Before revealing a new diagnosis, the patient's prior knowledge and preferences for the depth of information desired should be assessed. After disclosing a diagnosis, physicians should explore the patient's emotional response. Shared decision-making empowers patients by inviting them to consider the pros and cons of different treatment options, including no treatment. Instead of overwhelming the patient with medical information, small chunks of data should be provided using repeated cycles of the ask-tell-ask approach. Training programs on patient-centered communication for healthcare professionals can improve communication skills. Physicians should elicit the patient's agenda early in the interview until all concerns have been expressed. The phrase "is there something else?" is preferred over "is there anything else?" B. 9. 1. Randomized controlled trial. Patient-centered care is an intrinsically desirable healthcare priority regardless of its effect on clinical outcomes. C. 26. Expert opinion. Elicit the patient's agenda. Avoid starting with "how are you feeling?" or "how are you today?" because these questions may lead the patient to somatize his or her concerns into physical symptoms. Empathize. See Table 4. Comma dash. Shall I be any less insulted? Oh yeah. Glassdoor review dash. Do I not have the right to hold a Twitter DM conversation to attempt to clarify and trust of the agency services? I am blocked for challenging this and they refused to offer a committed resolve or explanation of this review. Instead of the CEO taking control of the review and addressing the matter, providing the internal structure that could then provide a public announcement. For this condition, absolutely nothing was done and absolutely nothing changed and nothing was truly trustworthy to be offered me in discourse. I was blocked for my efforts. I am insulted beyond limits. I am still blocked on social media reflecting they still have not addressed the issues that generated such a disaster onto my life. Why can I not have a proper level of communication exchange with everyone in the community? Why does everyone use silence to protect a conspiracy of hate that involves gang stalking? Hello, will anyone really step up in all access openness and defend my patient need to have a doctor/patient relationship honestly in all of this? https://www.glassdoor.com/reviews/employee-reviews-desert-aids-project-rv8368599htm. Logo. Desert AIDS Project. Is this your company? Overview. Employee review. See all reviews. 9.1.0. Former employee. More than 3 years. If you have integrity and concern for the AIDS patient, go elsewhere. The 20th of October, 2015- case manager in Palm Springs, CA. Pros. Things have become very bad here. Cons. A true lack of care for the AIDS patients new to the area. Denial of medical is frequent for many unqualified reasons. Mostly, to save money and add perks to the current administration. This place claims to give treatment to the uninsured, but we have had to deny them treatment many times. Advice to management. Start over with a fresh group from the top down. Comma dash. End of Glassdoor review. Dash. At this point in time, I am having issues with my local agency. I am detached from Foothill AIDS Project and my attempt to find a solution. Dash. To have reprimand to the agency for the wrongdoing that Jennifer Bream, mental health program director, was involved in. My attempt at resolve to contact my county supervisor Josie Gonzalez resulted in this. Insult after insult after insult. The Riverside office of the Foothill AIDS Project has the same mental health director, Jennifer Bream. The Desert AIDS Project has the previous conversation status. The resolution should have been directed to the corrections of the agencies involved here. not to redirect my care and case to a way out of local residency, showing dysfunction of my ability to trust. And this is the charges to hold conspiracy. Comma dash. From Estrada, Evelyn. Date Wednesday, the 19th of February, 2020 at 9:37 a.m. Subject re. Supervisor Josie Gonzalez. To Martin J. Driscoll. Good morning, Mr. Driscoll. I hope this email finds you well. I received a response from the Assistant Director for the Department of Public Health. The Ryan White Part A funding is designed to assist eligible providers with developing and enhancing access to community-based care for low-income people with HIV. You can reapply to be reinstated for services at any of the two locations below. Foothill AIDS Project. 5750 Division Street, Suite 101, 102, Riverside, CA 92506, 951-742-7660. Desert AIDS Project. 1695 North Sunrise Way, Palm Springs, CA 92262, 760-323-2118. Respectfully, Evelyn Estrada, Constituent Services Representative, Office of Supervisor Josie Gonzalez, 5th District. Phone, 909-387-4565. Fax, 909-387-5392. 385 N Arrowhead Ave, 5th Floor. San Bernardino, CA, 92415-0110. Josie County logo small. Our job is to create a county in which those who reside and invest can prosper and achieve well-being. www.sbcounty.gov. County of San Bernardino Confidentiality Notice. This communication contains confidential information sent solely for the use of the intended recipient. If you are not the intended recipient of this communication, you are not authorized to use it in any manner, except to immediately destroy it and notify the sender. Comma dash. End of email from Supervisor Josie Office. Dash. On Google reviews attached to Foothill AIDS Project dash San Bernardino. Foothill AIDS Project. 6 Google reviews. Notable here for 2021 reflections of concern to save my life from this nightmare of hate. Note the agency region-to-region linkage. Denver to San Bernardino. Aaron Jacobson. 1 review. 4 years ago. This agency is fraudulent in its services and practices when it comes to serving the HIV population and utilizing Ryan White funding. My recommendation for any HIV client interested in signing with them is to run as far and as fast as you can. They treat HIV consumers with contempt and unprofessionalism. And my review is placed. James Driscoll. Local Guide. 2 reviews. 3 photos. 2 years ago. I attempted to get assistance from FAP during this interface time back again homeless. I am homeless here in my hometown of San Bernardino from an 11-month hate and harassment campaign conducted by the leading directors of the Colorado Health Network in Denver, Colorado. This is where I attempted to create a startup project of an adult school of consent practices as a community resource. When I moved into HIV residency, I told the building manager that I was wanting to create a community space. Anyway, in my first attempt to interface with FAP since I came back, they would not incorporate my need to report and place the evidence that I have been targeted by a hate group. I attempted this with, of course, having to deal with new doctors, new treatments, new case management scheduling, etc. It was more than enough when I could not get a letter that was written in 2007 by then FAP Mental Health Director Dr. Howard Newsom. In that letter from 2007, what was the exact same thing that happened in Oakland and Denver? The letter is on file here. http://google-reviews-for-phil-aids-project.fucked-up-human.net/mental-health-advocacy-letter-jan-2007-jpg. Link valid. In this letter from 2007, Dr. Howard concludes. However, I, Dr. Howard, believe that until there is an appropriate resolution, he, James Driscoll, wants an absolution of his housing conflicts. He will remain in a vulnerable state regarding his overall HIV and mental health status. that was relating to Oakland CA in 2005 and the very exact similar conditions that drove Haight into a tenancy collapse in Oakland was experienced in Denver 2016/2017. The endgame of this targeted action against me was to remove my influence from the local HIV community. Further, it would not become apparent who the persons involved in the source of this Haight target campaign against me were until after my filed eviction in November 2016. It would only become apparent later in that next year by two factors, to include the reporting that appeared against Colorado Health Network posted as negative Outlook employee reviews on Glassdoor. These started to appear on the 28th of July, 2017, about 2 weeks after I had to leave the Denver area back to my hometown. And now we have these issues cropping up in a different Ryan White Care Act servicing region. More to the point, the mental health director that was from 2007 is no longer under the head of that department and now is run by some other person, less credentialed than a PhD. I attempted twice to interface with this story in the mental health advocacy letter written from 2007 inclusive of my case management. Nothing worked. I had to walk away, as the other Google reviewer here suggests, from my interface to this agency because of loss of confidence and loss of trust that anything constructive can be done in my case. My case manager placed me on a housing interview with a resource that I did not qualify for. I have been living with family care as a refugee status from haters that will not stop their Haight on me. My case manager deceived me in three critical causes of concern. http://dr-eric-timoney-agenda.fuckeduphuman.net/browse-random-sar-messages-%5b1-10/5dhtml. Link broken due to cyber hack and data loss on internet domain fuckeduphuman.net. This link selects a random message from a collection of 10 to display and /or also have spoken voice text narrative interfaces. End of Google review. Foothill AIDS Project. Where is the sanity? Hello, is there anyone of considered reasoning to be insanely rebuttal that I cannot have a voice of impact in all of this matter? Why the intense focus on silence regarding the reporting conditions of Haight that is being directed at me? Why leave the patient to fend for himself without a supporting community? Why can I not have a proper and balanced, patient-centered communication, exchange? Why is this so fucked up they don't even realize how fucked up they are? Why is this out of balance and out of moral responsibility that this matter remains tolerated and swept under the rug? BTW. Supervisor Gonzalez's email address is also blocked against me using it. The same rules that apply to President Trump applies to Supervisor Gonzalez cannot block or refuse communications from citizens. I remain a violation of my First Amendment. Forwarded message. From mail delivery subsystem. Date Tuesday, the 1st of June, 2021 at 10:47 a.m. Subject delivery status notification. Failure. 2. Error icon. Message blocked. Your message to Supervisor Gonzalez at sbcounty.gov has been blocked. See technical details below for more information. The response from the remote server was 555, 4, 1 recipient address rejected, access denied, as 20180-6281, BL0GCC02FT014EOP-GCC02ProdProtectionOutlook.com. Date Tuesday, the 1st of June 2021 10 hours, 47 minutes, and 22 seconds dash 0700. Subject: when all efforts go unnoticed dash 10 years more dash cultures that can't break chains of Haight dash it is pointless I know. Deadline urgent. I would never think this is actually true. Talking points on Fox News. Tell me this is all an acceptable standard of communication that I should just sit down and shut the fuck up. This is between a citizen who cannot communicate with the community in its entirety. Tell me this is normal balanced relations of communication standards. Who can help me? Who will help me? Who should help me? Who is going to stand up and speak the truth to help me find a real care doctor and a real reconnection to my life? What the hell is wrong with you all people? Admit defeat. Give me back my life please. Mercy, mercy me. Stop the Haight already. Stop the ties of gang stalking that does not give life but result in death. Where is my advocacy? What the fuck is your deal you all people? How can you all sleep? Musical note don't dash lie dash to dash mess lash. 2019-12-10-13-46. Feedback on YouTube video. Being content suppressed. https://www.tiartube.com/watch/v=8qrijhhvp-mnlc=ugfxwjfzim7wmfed4rbag. Welcome to DAP Health. This is rather serious that I must contend with content suppression i.e. from accounts. I must place this comment that does not violate any terms of service but is flagged and instantly removed from the comment stream. Over the course of these conflicts with the dynamics of gang stalking, I know for sure that there is interference placed against me. This is one of those that I will not accept. Dash, these matters of concern are overall matters of national security that must be allowed to be discussed both publicly and privately. Can someone please verify the posting log for this video and reflect that I have updated this 4 times or so and the comment is instantly removed? Dash, this is not right. Dash. Dear DAP Health. I have an Instagram conversation that I would like your attention to. The conversation follows up with what happened with my Twitter DM conversation with Su Lo, digital content manager, a while back. I have new details of outside resources to what the issues that I attempted to bring forward into the consideration of the Desert AIDS project to find some reasoning and reliance of my connections of trust to social services and doctor provider care. The resources that I am now bringing into view are published research findings at the National Institutes of Health. I have the Instagram message conversation transcribed to spoken voice narrative. Please reply there on Instagram. http://webdomains.realafumannid/instagram.com/daphealth/instagram-messages-daphealth.org. Og voice. 10 minutes 30 seconds. In references Twitter DM conversation with Su Lo. http://desertaidsproject.fucked-up-human.net/twitter/@for-kedafuman-desert-aids-project-conspiracy-proven-twitter-dm-blocked-for-no-reason-html. I need your involvement and professionalism and have asked JMIR Publications, the author of the new research, to assist in making sure our communications remain connected instead of blocked as was the case before. These matters are grave and I do not accept that no one can discuss these matters with openness. I will not allow the disorder and dysfunction to be swept under the rug. Thank you. Dash. Copy of the feedback for this video is saved. I demand my right to hold these truths to be discussed by the community. http://webdomains.realafumannid/google.com/